Call chickens.
Here, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And
they again are already there. If you have walked out with something in your hand that looks like food, they're already there. You don't have to call them. they're waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that you can, the pork, you can use for boiling with greens.
You mean like hog jowls or something like that?
Or the salted pork?
Salt pork, yeah.
Any other names?
Salt bacon.
And when you cut the side of a hog, you call that the...
The side? That's a loin of pork? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear of a side of bacon or meat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I've heard of side of bacon. That's a particular... Uh-huh. It's the whole bacon that's not yet been sliced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the edge of the bacon that you cut off.
That's probably the salt pork section.
Or it's actually the skin of the animal, you call it?
Oh, that. The rind you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And nowadays the kind of meat that you buy already sliced.
Bacon.
And a person who kills and sells meat would be a...
Butcher, I guess. Except very few butchers kill them anymore. They're killed at the abattoir or the packing house. You see, you've now that you've gotten it departmentalized, the butcher used to do it all. Now he's already killed before it gets to what we call a butcher. Butcher cuts it up, but you know, with modern world, the packer and the what have you. But anyway, butcher would have been the old term.
If meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's
rancid.
Or it's done what?
Spoiled? I think I would say it's gone rancid.
Mm-hmm.
I might say it's spoiled.
What?
Gone bad.
That's what inside parts of the hog would you eat?
Well, of course, you take the intestines and stuff them, and it's sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And people do eat pork liver. I used to buy a lot for my cat. And I don't eat all the exotic parts. I've never been fond of any of the things like brains and pig's feet and all that sort of stuff.
Did you ever hear about something else made out of the intestines?
Tripe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat it.
What about
Well, chitlings is not internal. Chitlings is the fat, you know, and the skin's been fried.
Mm-hmm.
And now it puffs up with chitlings, I think.
Do you ever hear of anything called haslet?
And cracklings, yeah. Or what?
Haslet or horselet?
No.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog's head cheese, which is really brains, isn't it?
You don't care for that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't eat those exotic parts. But now, when you get to interviewing your old-time Negro, you're going to find they eat everything that didn't eat them first.
What about something you can make out of the liver?
Something you can make out of the liver, like a pate or something like that? You do that out of goose liver.
Mm-hmm. What about things you can make out of hog liver?
Well, I guess I don't know of anything that you'd make just particularly out of hog's liver. I mean, that's not anything that, like liver sausage, that you wouldn't make out of a calf's liver or a cow liver, beef liver too.
What's liver sausage like?
Well, I'm buying it at the store, and I don't know whether it's beef liver or anything else, but it's, you know, it's ground up very, very fine and mixed with spices and other fillers and things, and then you've seen them. The liver, the kind of liver loaves and things like that they make.
Do you ever hear of anything called scrapple or cripple?
Well, scrapple is a Philadelphia dish largely, and it's mixed with cornmeal. Is it made just out of liver?
Well,
I really don't know what it's made out of. I know it's just...
Liver, no.
Mm-hmm.
Do people... Is scrapple a word that people would know around here? Is
no.
That something
I never heard of it until I went up to Philadelphia. In fact, I think I'd read about it somewhere, but that was something that... that people didn't make down here that I ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.